You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome back to another episode of Zargates Pulse. I am your host, Duncan Scott, BDO here at Zargates. And this is actually a bit of an impromptu. This is a special episode, a bonus episode, because it is not what I originally had planned for today. I had, and I've been working on all week, clips of the week episode, because both Roman and I have been busy doing a number of different AMA sessions over the last couple of weeks. And I wanted to pull out a lot of the highlights, the nuggets, the things that are important to you in the community that we spoke about, so that if you missed any of the AMAs, you are fully up to date and we have it on the record. But it's going to have to wait. I'm going to drop that as a little bonus episode either over the weekend or early next week, because I cannot let today go past without talking about the marketplace, the grand bazaar. We need to discuss all things about it. We've dropped some huge news. I need to fill you in. So it might be a shorter episode. We're just going to talk about that for this case, and I'll bring you some more updates in the bonus episode. But let's get into the marketplace right away.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
Right, before we get started, if you are new, this is your first time here, welcome. Please, this is a great episode to smash the reviews, smash the five-star ratings, because got some great headlines here, and this is such a pull for new people. We're getting towards TGE. We're trying to ramp up our user base. We need your help. So let's keep smashing it, sharing it, telling the world about Zargates, because the big thing, 1 million USDT. I can't start anywhere else. I'm like a kid at Christmas that just wants to open the biggest present first. And the biggest present from the marketplace is distributing 1 million USDT to the shareholders. Now, let's get into it. The marketplace is going to be transacted in ZAR tokens. That is going to be the currency of the marketplace, which in itself is great, because you can buy shares for nothing, just for gold coins that you can get by playing. It doesn't cost you anything, and you get rewarded in ZAR tokens that you can cash out, convert, put into USDT, other currencies, whatever you want. So you're getting real value. And because everything's transacted in ZAR tokens, that obviously has a USDT value to it. And what we're doing is we are accumulating all the transactions from the marketplace, and 10% from the transaction will be a commission. That commission, 10%, all 10% of it goes to the shareholders up until we have transacted and distributed $1 million worth of ZAR tokens to you. So this is a great way of you accumulating more tokens. A lot of you have been saying, is there any point still playing the games now that we can't get the tickets? How am I going to get more tokens now? Is there any point in me being here and if I can't get any more airdrops? Well, this is a great way. This is another way for you to keep accumulating ZAR tokens long into the future, because this is just a passive income. Now, you're going to be, you sit back, you've bought your shares, you're getting the commissions, and even after we've hit $1 million USDT, it doesn't stop, because you're still going to get paid 25% of the commissions that the marketplace takes forever. For the entirety of the project, you are going to be earning a passive income, a real passive income as well, a real monetary value. So do not sleep on this. This is the big news of the day. Million USDT before TGE. I can't stress that enough. We're giving away. We haven't given anything to the team. We haven't given anything to investors. You've got your tickets coming up, and now You can invest in this and get real Czar tokens for the life of the project. Right, that's enough about that. Let's get into some of the mechanics of the marketplace. Before the marketplace can open, we have to build it. And that is what the shares is about. That is what we're doing right now, as of today, Friday, the 15th of November. It is open for you to start building. So how does the mechanics of this work? Well, every day you will be able to log in and purchase shares in the marketplace, Grand Bazaar, as it's called in HyperCity, for your gold coins. There are 700,000 shares to be purchased with a value of 750,000 gold coins each. Everybody is entitled to purchase one per day by default, but there are ways that you can invest more if you wish. First being Dr. Duncan artifact from the previous Trophy Road. That will get you an additional 1, 2, or 3 shares per day that you are able to buy. So if you have the legendary Dr. Duncan, immediately you're able to purchase 4 shares per day for 750,000 coins each. Then there is the Clover reward for this Trophy Road. That will give you an opportunity and a chance of, for every 1 share that you buy, the opportunity to buy an additional share. And if you have the legendary one, you have the most chance. So let's say I bought 4. That might give me an opportunity to buy 2 extra or 3 extra, even up to 4 extra if I'm lucky, all 4 chances. So that's maximum so far of 8 shares that I can buy in the day. Then, final way that you can purchase extra shares is through Telegram Stars that will give you lucky dice rolls for you to be able to purchase more shares. Every time you make a purchase for 50 Telegram stars, that gives you a dice roll. And whatever the dice comes up is the amount of extra shares that you are able to purchase. So all you need is gold coins and lots of them. How do you get the gold coins? Well, Endless Siege, great way of getting it. Pick up your boosters, get those. If you've got the hammer, that's going to multiply your score as well. You can be getting up to 5-10 million gold coins a day through Endless Siege that you can use to purchase shares. You've also got the tap game chest. That's going to get you some bonus coins that you can do every 4 hours, as well as quests from the other games on the platform. They will all get you extra coins. Remember, the more quests you do, get yourself down Trophy Road, because that has coins for you there at certain intervals and certain levels, as well as the artifacts and that clover at the end. If you want to get all the rewards now, if you want chance for extra shares right now, and you're nowhere near the end of Trophy Road, remember, you can either increase your experience you get for 24 hours to get you down the road quicker, or you can skip to the end, 4 sapphires, and get all of the rewards now and start using the Clover for more shares. Okay, hope that is all clear on how you purchase the shares in the marketplace. Of course, like always, if you have any questions, if anything is unclear, come and find me on X. I'm at #DHASHD, and I will be sure to answer your questions, help you out, problem solve, offer clarity, whatever I can do to help you to make your experience any better. Right, let's move on. Let's fast forward, not sure how long, a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks, depends how many shares we will buy, and the shares sell out. Finished. Marketplace is ready to open. Before that, we've got more rewards to give away. Remember, just like with Czarmart, the top 100 contributors, top 100 shareholders are going to get bonus shares. You can see that on the leaderboard. That is how many shares, extra shares, you'll get once the leaderboard is finalized. The top 1,000 are also going to get an exclusive alchemist avatar, which is going to give you a chance of being able to produce magic dust. Now, there's going to be tiers. We've got our legendary, mythic, our unique, our rare, our common, alchemist, avatars, and that will give you an increased chance every day of being able to produce magic dust. And remember, the marketplace does not work without magic dust. You need magic dust to be able to convert your soulbound assets into NFTs before they can go on the marketplace. So being an alchemist is a hugely valuable asset because you can sell your magic dust on the marketplace. So if people have an asset that they want to get rid of, but they don't have any magic dust and they're not an alchemist, guess what? They'll be buying your magic dust from the marketplace because there's nowhere else to get it. So hugely valuable. And there will be 1,000 of those and 1,000 of those only. Again, of course, if you want to be an alchemist, but then you don't after a while, you can even sell that on the marketplace. So everything will be tradable and we will take a snapshot of those and distribute those as soon as the leaderboard is finalized and that last share is done. And then we are ready to launch, open its doors and give you all the wonders of the marketplace, which we'll touch upon right now. So this is where the fun really starts, because the marketplace is going to be such a core, fundamental part of our ecosystem because of the capabilities that it is capable of delivering by us being an interoperable, diverse metaverse, essentially, open world system across a variety of Web 2 and Web 3 games. And this is where it really all comes together. Obviously, in its first iteration, you are going to be able to trade things like the artifacts that you've been collecting, any rewards that you've had from our giveaways, apartment keys, things like that, gaming NFTs if you've won them in the raffle, as well as your tickets from the seasons. They will be tradable. And of course, shares in other buildings. So you'll be able to trade your shares in the store, for example, if you want to, or even your shares in the marketplace, as well as any of the buildings that we bring into and we build in Hypercity in the future. But that is not the core, that is not the real fulfillment of its potential in the marketplace, because as we bring in more games and as we bring in more gaming studios onto the platform and into the ecosystem, we will bring their assets and their games as well. So in one central place, in just one marketplace, you will be able to trade your assets across multiple different games. So you can trade a car from a racing game for a gun from a shooter. Amazing. Where could you invest your time, be really good at one game, sell your assets and be able to directly buy an asset for a completely different game, all in one place? Amazing. And all for real value. We're not talking about in-game currencies where you can't take it out. This is you being able to buy and sell NFTs, actual game assets for real money and across a variety of different games in one place. The power of it is enormous and it's only going to grow as the marketplace grows and as the number of games on the platform grows as well. So hugely, hugely exciting part for this marketplace. And that is what we're going to be bringing you. That is what we're focusing on. What is next, obviously, is the ticket opening ceremony. So you're going to be able to open your tickets and see how many XAR tokens you've got inside. See, then ahead of the TGE, you'll be able to use those XAR tokens on the marketplace, sell them, use them to buy certain things. If you want to get rid of your tickets, you can sell them on the marketplace and we'll have all of that ready for when the marketplace opens. So if you're anxious about when the TGE is going to be and you still want to get some value for your tickets, you can on our marketplace. So there is the core elements to it. Now we've got this open, ticket opening ceremony, marketplace opening, all coming very soon. New buildings will be coming up as well, but don't delay, don't listen to me anymore. You need to get into Zargates, you need to start buying those shares before they're all gone. But remember, don't buy as many as me. I'm getting up the leaderboard. I want as many as possible. Right, That is all for me. I will bring you this bonus episode of the clips very soon in the coming days. Come and find me on X if you need me, #D, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.